SBS Radio.
That's right. So Dr. Jamal Rifi is seen as a leader within Sydney's Muslim community. He was forced to turn to New South Wales police after being threatened, attacked online and called a Zionist collaborator due to his work with Project Rosanna.
Tell us about Project Rosanna. I just wanted to remind our listeners that we spoke last week and the week before to Professor Esti Galili-Weitztub. She is involved in Project Rosanna at the Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem. She came to Australia. We interviewed her on the program last Sunday and the Sunday before in English and in Hebrew. So tell us about Project Rosanna.
It was founded by Melbourne Jewish businessman Ron Finkel. It transports ill Palestinian children to Israel for treatment, in addition to facilitating the training of Palestinian doctors at Israeli hospitals. And Rifi is on the board of the Rosanna Project. He spoke about it at its recent hand-in-hand fundraising dinner in Sydney late last month, and it was on that night that outside and also in previous weeks he was attacked. He said on the night it was a happy atmosphere, but he says he couldn't enjoy it because he knew what's been breaking outside and he was very disheartened by it. He said the trouble started weeks before when invitations for this function were being sent out. He said some people got told about it and they started to agitate, and then they sent the invitations to Hezbollah in Beirut because he said they wanted people to reject what we were doing. Rifi said he has endured online abuse for years due to being a moderate voice and standing against Islamic State. And he told the Jewish News about this particular evening, "For them to label me," he said, "as working with an entity of the enemy and a collaborator against my own people," he said, "that will only increase the risk to my life." Said, despite all these threats, he became involved with Project Rosanna after hearing former New South Wales Governor Dame Marie Bashir recounting her visit to Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem, where she saw Israeli and Palestinian children being cared for equally. He said, "I started to actually investigate Project Rosanna, and I spoke with people in my community and with people actually in Palestine, because I knew that for me to be involved in such a project, I needed to be on a solid ground, because I knew these kind of things would happen." And he said, "At our organizational table at Project Rosanna, there is no room for politics. We only talk about practical ways of ensuring our humanitarian work will benefit the Palestinians and the Israelis at the same time." And he said, "What's happened will only make his support of the charity much stronger." Rifi has been receiving support from the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, with its president, Leslie Berger, saying the most disturbing aspect of these reported threats against Jamal Rifi, that these reported threats is that they are not blatant attempts to quash not only positive Jewish-Muslim relationships, but a medical project which provides life-saving treatment to Palestinian children and elevates the health standards of Palestinian society. And he has been backed by New South Wales Labor MPs Jihad Dib and Walt Secord. Now, Ron Finkel, the organization's founder, told the Jewish News, "We've had the privilege of working with a lot of people who define themselves as Palestinian by what they're trying to build and not what they're against. Of those making the threats," Finkel said, "they have no comprehension of what it means for a mother to be denied the possibility of life-saving treatment for her innocent child."
We're talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Shane, there is a new chairman for the New South Wales Parliamentary Friends of Israel. The chairman, the Liberal MP Natalie Ward, made a stirring speech in Parliament denouncing anti-Semitism.
Yes, she did. She officially took over from former Coogee MP Bruce Notley-Smith at the helm of the group which promotes awareness among MPs about issues affecting Israel and the New South Wales Jewish community. She took on the role from last Wednesday, and Walt Secord, the Labor MLC, meanwhile retains the role of Deputy Chair of the New South Wales Parliamentary Friends of Israel, while Robert Borsak from the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party becomes Treasurer of the organisation. Now, Ward told the Jewish News, "I have always been a strong supporter of the State of Israel, and it's an honour to have been elected chair. Israel," she said, "continues to be a thriving democracy and our biggest ally in the Middle East, and it's important that New South Wales maintains its strong relationship with Israel." Later last Wednesday, Ward spoke of attending the New South Wales Jewish Community's North Shore Holocaust commemoration on April 29, where the words "never again" were reiterated as more than just a phrase. She said 1 month later, during the very heart of our federal election, "the hate we promised to never forget, the crimes we vowed to never look past, and the suffering we prayed was relegated to the realm of never again," was showcased on an unprecedented scale. She outlined graffiti attacks on Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, his campaign material, Barara MP Julian Lisa, and Mackellar MP Jason Falinski on their campaign post, and the anti-Semitic email campaign against former Wentworth MP Karen Phelps.
We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Shane, there's some news for Melbourne. There is a Melbourne record donation to Jewish care.
Yes, a $5 million donation, which is believed to be the equal largest donation in the history of the Victorian Jewish community, was made by Charles Holkner. In recognition of this exceptional pledge, Jewish Care will name their St Kilda Road site the Holkner Family Senior Living and Community Precinct, which itself is undergoing a two-stage development. Holkner said, "Jewish Care is a lasting organisation and they do a wonderful job. I want my children to know who their forebears were, and it will be passed on as a family heirloom." Holkner, whose parents arrived in Australia in 1927 with nothing, received an OAM in 2017 for service to the community through supporting a range of organisations. He said, "I hope this gift will serve as a benchmark for future generations to follow."
I heard that 9 Jewish students were on the top list in Victoria.
Yes, on the VCE Premier's Awards last Monday, 9 Jewish students were among the top achievers list. Now, to get on this, every student has to earn an individual study score of 46 or more. And some of these students achieved top of 50, which is the perfect score. So 4 of the Jewish students were from Bialik College: Naomi Bagel-Zavine, Hannah Grodsky, Lee Oz Lifshitz, and Sienna Tugendhaft. There was Freya Boltman from King David School, Sivia Greenbaum and Leah Kinderman from Beth Rivka Ladies College. Mount Scopus Memorial College had 2 students win these awards, Hannah Weinberg and Julian Green.
Shane, before we go, Limud Oz on the 15th of June.
Yes, this is always a great event. There's many different speakers on all sorts of topics in this 3-day festival. We'll talk about it more next week, but already some early big names include Israeli analyst Dan Pfefferman, who's a fellow at the Jewish People Policy Institute, where he researches religious pluralism and Jewish identity in Israel and the diaspora.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.